From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Doctors Without Borders denies that Taliban militants were in one of its hospitals in Afghanistan. The aid group is disputing Afghan government claims that the insurgents were firing from its medical facility in the northern city of Kunduz when it was hit by a suspected U.S. airstrike. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman has said 10 to 15 Taliban insurgents were hiding in the hospital at the time of Saturday's airstrike. But in a statement on Sunday, Doctors Without Borders said none of its staff reported any firing from inside the hospital prior to the apparent U.S. bombing. It said the attack killed 12 hospital staff and 10 patients, including 3 children. U.S. officials have offered condolences for those killed and wounded in the incident and pledged a full investigation and coordination with the Afghan government. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the Middle East will be destroyed unless Russia succeeds in a new campaign of airstrikes against rebels opposed to his regime. In an interview with Iranian state TV broadcast on Sunday, Assad praised his military alliances with Russia as well as Iran. He said Iran and Russia also are victims of terrorism, and if they unite with Syria on military and intelligence matters, he thinks the coalition's chances of success are high. While Assad's comments came as Russia intensified its airstrikes against the insurgents, Moscow announced on Sunday that it carried out 20 missions in the previous 24 hours targeting Islamic State training camps. The United States accuses Russia of targeting Western-backed opponents of Assad. This is VOA.